Ang Multiculturalism Discussion Paper ng Scanlon Foundation ay sumisiyasat sa pag-uugali patungkol sa diversidad o pagkakaiba-iba. Sinusubaybayan nito ang mga pananaw ng mga tao sa kabuuan ng mahigit isang dekada ng mga pagtatanong o survey. Ipinapakita ng mga datos na ang mga Australiano sa pangkalatan ay lubos na pinapahalagahan ang kultural na diversidad at imigrasyon. Ngunit ang antas ng suporta ay magkakaiba depende sa henerasyon, geographical na lokasyon at mga demografikong pangkat. Sinabi ng research professor mula sa Monash University, Andrew Marcus, ang ulat na ito ay tumitingin ng detalyado sa pananaliksik na ginawa sa loob ng nakaraang 30 taon.
There's very high levels of support. 85% of people think that multiculturalism is good for this country. And those sort of high figures people have been obtaining for 20 or more years. But what is particularly interesting in the findings that we're releasing now is that we look more closely at that proportion who say that it's been good for Australia. We disaggregate those figures and we try and make sense of those figures in more detail.
Sinabi ni Professor Marcus, ang pananaliksik ay nagpapakita ng kasalukuyang suporta para sa imigrasyon na nasa medyo mataas na antas kumpara sa 30 o 40 taong nakalipas.
There does seem to be a pattern of greater support for immigration. When it comes to some other issues, such as different ethnic groups, at the level of the data that we have, it's more length of time in Australia, and people are more positive towards people who've been here for 20 or 30 years. And similarly, amongst the immigrants themselves, there's more differentiation amongst the recent arrivals in terms of the support that they're looking for from government.
Ang mga sentro tulad ng Sydney at Melbourne ay may pinakamalaking antas ng pagsuporta para sa multikulturismo, kung saan ang mas nakakabata ay higit na malamang na maging pabor. Ngunit ang pananaliksik ay hindi lamang nagbibigay liwanag sa panlabas na pananaw. Ipinapakita din ito kung ano ang nararamdaman ng mga bagong migrante tungkol sa kanilang paninirahan sa bansa.
What we find when we look at the most recent immigrants is high levels of engagement with Australia, but also, and from other research, concerns at the present time about how difficult it is to get jobs, how difficult it is for people to get jobs in the areas in which they've been trained. So there's certainly some important issues for government in terms of current immigration intake and capacity for people to find the sort of employment that they're looking for.
Sinabi ng CEO ng Scanlon Foundation, Anthea Hancox, ang naturang discussion paper ay tinakda upang alamin ang kompleksidad ng issue, humikayat ng pagdedebate, at paunlarin ang panlipunang pagkakaisa. Sinabi ni Hancox, ang magkakaibang kultura ng Australia ay isa sa pinaka-itinuturing na katangian ng bansa.
The experience of change that occurs as migration continues to increase and diversity continues, it's very important that for local governments, state governments and federal governments that they understand that change process and ensuring that people understand what the benefits are of immigration to Australia and how best to look at local opportunities to increase the level of both leadership but also that intercultural contact that needs to be developed in order to make sure that we remain a very cohesive society.
Sinabi naman ng nagtatag ng Welcome to Australia, Brad Chilcott, sa kabila ng 85% ng mga Australiano ang sumusuporta sa konsepto ng multikulturismo, ang bansa ay patuloy na nakakakita ng hati-hating politika. Umaasa siya na ito ay makakaimpluwensya sa mga pinuno ng bansa para baguhin ang paraan kung paano nila ginagawa ang kanilang mga trabaho.
I'm interested in seeing how we can take this support of multiculturalism to the next level where we begin to see that leadership can be measured in compassion and generosity and inclusion rather than in fear and division. How can we foster this sense of welcome for a range of cultures and turn that into a healthier, more unifying political narrative.
Dagdag pa ni Ginong Chilcott, ang pananaliksik ay lubhang mahalaga bilang isang pangunahing pundasyon para sa mga komunidad upang paunlarin ang higit na pag-uunawaan.
prejudice never survives the personal interaction, I think. And the more we can do to foster not just, you know, a tolerance that other people might have a different culture than us, but actually foster an intercultural relationship and facilitate a real discussion between people of different backgrounds, the more we are going to change people's perceptions and prejudices.